has recently become a buzzword, especially regarding personal growth and well-being. But let's be honest, during the holiday season, it can feel like mindful is the last thing on our minds. With the whirlwind of shopping, cooking, wrapping presents, traveling, and trying to create a perfect holiday experience, it's no wonder we feel like we've lost our zen. The truth is, the holidays are super stressful, and mindfulness might just be the secret ingredient to surviving and even enjoying the season. In this episode, I'm explaining mindfulness, its excellent benefits, and how you can bring some peace back into your daily routine, especially when it feels like a never-ending to-do list. I'll also share some fun and simple mindfulness techniques that you can teach your kids so the whole family can feel like a little calm in the chaos of the holidays. So grab your favorite beverage, find a comfy spot, and let's dive into today's topic of mindfulness. This is Tips for Parenting Youngsters, where I'm dedicated to helping you grow as a person so you can bring your best self to parenting and create better family relationships. If you're ready to invest in yourself and strengthen your relationships, hit that subscribe button. New episodes drop every Thursday. And if you're finding the podcast helpful, it would mean the world if you could take a moment to leave a review. It makes a real difference. What is mindfulness? Mindfulness is about being fully present and engaged in the moment. No distractions or judgments. It's about tuning into your thoughts, emotions, and surroundings with an open mind instead of letting your brain spiral into past regrets or future worries. Thich Nhat Hanh, a beloved mindfulness teacher, describes mindfulness as the energy of being aware and awake to the present moment. He teaches that when we're truly present, we can experience life as it is without getting caught up in the rush of the future or the weight of the past. In short, mindfulness is the opposite of the "I'll do this later" mentality we all fall into from time to time. It's about being right here, right now. Mindfulness is not about emptying your mind or escaping your emotions. It's not a quick fix or a way to avoid life's challenges. Mindfulness isn't about controlling everything around you, but finding peace and clarity in the moment, no matter what that moment holds. For parents, mindfulness can be a total game changer. It's not about trying to be perfect or overhauling your entire lifestyle. It's about becoming more aware and intentional with your time, especially when it comes to the moments that matter most with your family. As Thich Nhat Hanh teaches, every moment is an opportunity to practice mindfulness, even in the busiest times. So why not make those moments count? Mindfulness isn't just a trend. It's a powerful tool that can boost your mind and body. By weaving mindfulness into your daily routine, you'll notice a shift in handling stress, connecting with your kids, and taking care of yourself. It's like finding the secret ingredient to a more balanced, calm, and fulfilling life, where you're not just surviving the day, but truly thriving in it. Here are just a few of the many benefits. Mindfulness helps calm your mind, allowing you to manage stress more effectively and respond thoughtfully rather than emotionally in challenging situations. Mindfulness increases self-awareness, helping you better understand and manage your emotions. Mindfulness leads to more patience and calmness in your interactions with your kids. Research shows that mindfulness can lower blood pressure, boost your immune system, and reduce the risk of chronic illnesses, helping you stay healthy and energized. Mindfulness encourages you to listen to your body's signals, promoting a stronger connection between your mind and body, and helping you address physical and emotional needs. Mindfulness can reduce chronic pain by promoting relaxation, and its stress-relieving effects can slow the aging process by fostering overall well-being. Mindfulness clears mental clutter, allowing you to make more thoughtful decisions and respond with greater clarity and emotional understanding. Incorporating mindfulness into your day doesn't need to be complicated. It can be simple, fun, and even a little playful. As Thich Nhat Hanh says, "When you breathe in, you are alive. When you breathe out, you smile." Mindfulness is about slowing down and appreciating the moment. So why not make it a part of your everyday life? Here are a few easy ways to do just that. Take a few minutes each day to focus on your breath. It's like hitting the pause button on your mind. You can try this. Breathe in slowly through your nose. Hold for a moment, then exhale through your mouth. Think of it like humming the tune of your favorite calming song, nice and slow, with a rhythm that resets your brain and clears away stress. Just like a song can lift your mood, mindful breathing can leave you feeling refreshed and centered. If you need more motivation, studies show that mindful breathing can lower your stress levels by up to 40%. So take a breather, literally. Forget scarfing down your lunch while scrolling through your phone. Mindful eating means truly savoring each bite. Pay attention to the taste, texture, smell of your food. Mindful eating will make your meals more enjoyable and teach your kids to appreciate their food and maybe even ask for more broccoli without a battle. Try mindful listening. When your kids talk, give them your full attention. I know it's hard with all the distractions, and the fact that your mind is already racing with 10 other things you need to do. But listen actively. Don't interrupt. Don't multitask. And don't offer advice right away. Active listening shows respect for your kids' feelings and helps build stronger communication. You can try mindful movement. Personal care doesn't have to be a chore. It can be a mindful practice too. Whether taking a walk, during your shower, or even brushing your teeth, focus on what you are doing. It's a great way to calm your mind. Create mindful moments with your kids. Carve out just a few minutes each day to do something mindful together. Whether it's a short meditation session, a few deep breaths, or just sitting quietly while you enjoy each other's company, these small moments add up to significant results. Kids thrive when they know you're truly present with them, and it's a great way to bond without the need for gadgets or entertainment. The key to mindfulness is making it a habit, not a chore. And remember, it doesn't have to be perfect. As Thich Nhat Hanh reminds us, mindfulness is simply being present with whatever is happening in the moment. Teaching mindfulness to your kids doesn't have to feel like another thing to add to the checklist. You can make it fun, simple, and something they look forward to. Children are naturally energetic and curious, making mindfulness an excellent tool to help them focus their attention and navigate their emotions more effectively. Here are a few creative ways to introduce mindfulness to your little ones. You don't need any props to teach kids mindful breathing, just their imagination. Ask them to pretend they're smelling a flower as they breathe in slowly through their nose, then blowing out a candle as they exhale through their mouth. Encourage them to repeat this a few times, focusing on the sensations of the breath. It's simple and fun, and helps them stay engaged while calming their minds. Who says meditation has to be boring? Short and simple guided meditations can help your kids calm their minds and focus their attention. You can lead them through a visualization of a peaceful beach, a quiet forest, or even a magical land full of friendly creatures. There's also some wonderful meditations you can find on YouTube. As they do their meditation, get them to take deep breaths and relax. They'll be learning to focus their thoughts in a fun and imaginative way. They can start a gratitude journal. Starting a gratitude journal with your kids is like planting seeds of positivity. Whether they write or draw, have them jot down or sketch something they're grateful for each day. It helps them develop a mindset of appreciation and a mindful focus on the good things in their lives. Plus, it gives you a lovely opportunity to bond and chat about what makes them happy. Kids love being outside, so why not make it a mindful adventure? Take a walk in the park or a stroll through a garden and encourage them to notice everything around them. What do they hear? What do they see? What do they smell? Ask questions like, "What's that bird singing about?" Or, "How does the grass feel under your feet?" It's a great way to practice being present in nature, and they'll enjoy exploring with you in a whole new way. In a new children's book I'm working on, Grandma Kate gets the characters to hug a tree. I have recently started doing the same and instantly feel calmer. Give it a try and let me know in the comments what you experienced. Turn mindfulness into a fun game with a listening challenge. Ask your kids to close their eyes and focus on sounds around them. Can they hear the ticking of the clock? The rustling of leaves outside? A dog barking down the street? You could even play a game called Sound Detective where they guess the sound. This exercise helps your kids tune into the world and build their listening skills. Mindfulness isn't just a tool. It's a way of life that can transform how we show up for ourselves and our families. Thich Nhat Hanh reminds us, the present moment is the only moment over which we have dominion. Focusing on the present moment reduces stress, improves emotional health, and deepens our connection with our kids. Mindfulness isn't about getting it perfect. It's about showing up. It's in the small, everyday choices. A deep breath before chaos strikes. A moment of undivided attention during your child's endless story. Or actually tasting your coffee instead of gulping it down while juggling a dozen things. Try something simple but powerful this week. Pick one mindful moment each day. Listen, really listen to your child without jumping in. Savor your meal like it's a five-star dish, even if it's just mac and cheese. Pause and take in the world around you, even if it's for 10 seconds in the carpool lane. You don't have to overhaul your life to feel the magic of mindfulness. Small shifts can spark big changes, grounding you in the present and drawing your family closer together. In those moments of presence, the real connection happens. Thank you, listeners, for embarking on this journey with me today. Your time and attention are precious, and I am genuinely grateful that you chose to spend them with the Tips for Parenting Youngsters podcast. Your support and engagement mean the world to me. Parenting is full of challenges, but remember, the most profound change starts within us. Be the role model your children look up to. They always watch and learn from us. Visit parentingyoungsters.com for a wealth of free practical resources. The website is designed to support you and your family in everyday parenting challenges, from tips on self-discipline and positive affirmations to various other valuable topics. Also available at lessonsforlifewithgrandmacate.com are links to purchase my children's books in a series called Lessons for Life with Grandma Kate. Follow along as Lily, her brother Zach, and their friends, guided by Grandma Kate, discover their inner magic of self-esteem and confidence through creative activities and heartfelt lessons. Grandma Kate empowers each of them to face life challenges with courage and joy. There is always time to rewrite your family story. Break free from patterns that no longer serve you and create a home filled with love, understanding, and unwavering support. I'm here to guide you every step of the way. As I conclude this episode, I must state that this podcast is designed solely for educational and entertainment purposes. While I bring my experience as a parent and grandparent, it's essential that you know I am not a licensed therapist. This podcast is not a substitute for professional advice from a physician, professional coach, psychotherapist, or other qualified professional. Got it? Awesome! Until next time, what is one thing you are grateful for?